Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We'll start today with new developments in the Massachusetts Senate race. Yesterday, Senator Scott Brown levied criticism at the state's welfare department for sending more than 450,000 voter registration forms to people on public assistance. Brown claims the mailing was designed to help his challenger, Elizabeth Warren, by potentially drawing more Democrats to the polls.
Warren's campaign calls the criticism bizarre and noted that the registration efforts are required by federal law, specifically the so-called motor voter law.
Back to Senator Brown, who had this to say.
I remember what it's like to have a single mom raising a family. It's not about that. It's not about getting people out to vote. It's the fact that Professor Warren's daughter is leading the charge at taxpayer expense, getting out the vote for a mom. It smells wrong. It's wrong.
Brown's pointing to the fact that one of the groups pushing motor voter compliance in Massachusetts is the New York advocacy organization DEMOS. And on the DEMOS Board of Trustees, Amelia Warren Tiagi, Elizabeth Warren's daughter. The Warren campaign says the connection has nothing to do with DEMOS's efforts.
The Massachusetts Republican Party remains skeptical, and today it filed a broad public records request for documentation related to the voter registration case. And joining us now is Tim Buckley. He's communications director for the Massachusetts GOP. And Tim Buckley, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So isn't the state's outreach effort to encourage welfare recipients to register to vote consistent with federal law, the National Voter Registration Act of 1993? So why file this request?
Well, that's not exactly the case. You know, it's important to recognize what's going on here. So we have Professor Warren's daughter leading an effort to use hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer dollars on a voter registration drive. Now, this is just the latest example of a Beacon Hill political machine power play, using tax dollars to benefit one of their own. Now, it's important to understand what happened in other states where similar lawsuits were brought. And now here in Massachusetts, it appears that the state went above and beyond the call of duty here, deciding to mail 500,000 individuals.
But as you know, there are plenty of examples around the country of federal and state resources being used routinely to ensure that all citizens have the right to vote. I mean, why is this any different from that? I mean, I understand the potential here of seeing Elizabeth Warren's daughter in the middle of it all, but what's happening here, is it really against federal law?
No, it's not against the federal law, but taking the unprecedented move of mailing all of the individuals certainly doesn't pass the smell test, and you got to connect the dots. So not only do we have Elizabeth Warren's daughter behind this effort, a number of board members also contributed to Elizabeth Warren's campaign. And finally, we have Doug Rubin, one of the state's most powerful lobbyists, now running Elizabeth Warren's campaign. Now, let's remember that he was also the chief of staff to Deval Patrick. So we're just trying to get to the bottom of this, rather suspicious issue here that's going on. Well, if taxpayer dollars are being abused, we're going to find out.
Well, look, I mean, DEMOS, the organization that has been pushing for compliance with the National Voter Registration Act, says it began this work well before Amelia Warren Tiagi joined the board.
Look, if Elizabeth Warren's daughter thought, this lawsuit was going to help Senator Scott Brown, I kind of highly doubt she'd be doing it. Now we're just 90 days away from the election day.
But doesn't it look like by filing this request and raising these objections that you're trying to discourage people from voting, that is to suppress the vote among people who might vote against your candidate?
Absolutely not. You know, the job of registering voters here in Massachusetts is Secretary Galvin's job. It's not the job of the agency in charge of the welfare programs here in Massachusetts.
Well, Tim Buckley, Communications Director for the Massachusetts Republican Party, we appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Joining us now is Doug Rubin, Senior Advisor with Elizabeth Warren's campaign. Doug Rubin, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Mr. Rubin, let's start with your response to the Mass GOP, as you just heard, filing a broad public records request for documentation related to this voter registration drive. What is your and the Warren campaign's response to that?
Well, first I would say that this is clearly a response to a federal law that was passed in 1993. It was passed in a bipartisan manner, and it's been enforced across the country by Democrats and Republicans, including George Bush. And the state of Massachusetts here was not compliant and is now trying to become compliant with these actions. So I think it's really a stretch, probably more than a stretch, for Senator Brown to make the claim he's making today.
Doug Rubin, you heard Tim Buckley say your name in particular, that you were once an advisor to Governor Deval Patrick. I also note that Eric Fernstrom, who is an advisor to Senator Scott Brown, was an advisor to former Governor Mitt Romney. I mean, there's this sort of tit-for-tat allegation that lobbyists and advisors are too well-connected in Massachusetts politics for any of this to, quote, pass the smell test.
Well, look, if the question is, you know, I found out about this, and we found out about this issue a couple days ago from the press. But it's not surprising. Just a few weeks ago, Senator Brown was making the claim that he met regularly with kings and queens, and we found that wasn't true. So it's not surprising at all that he would be making up conspiracy theories around this issue. The real question here is not so much the issue, but why Senator Brown feels it's necessary in order to win an election to launch broad personal attack against Elizabeth Warren's daughter. I think that is really kind of off base, and it's sad to be in a position in a campaign right now where a U.S. senator feels that it's appropriate to go on TV and launch that kind of personal attack against one of his opponent's daughters.
And Doug Rubin, final question to you on the campaign trail. How is Elizabeth Warren, dealing with this issue today? Are voters coming to her and asking her about this voter registration drive flap?
They are not. I mean, she's focused on the issue of jobs and how we get people back to work and talking to voters and small businesses all around the state, and she'll continue to do that on a regular basis.
Doug Rubin is a senior advisor to Elizabeth Warren's Senate campaign. Doug Rubin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.